When school bells first rang at the Lake Drive School in 1914, the formidable stone building you see in front of you was less than half this size. Initially built with only 4 classrooms, it soon became overcrowded. Expansion plans were drawn up, and through the summer of 1920, Herbert Hapgood rushed to finish construction for the reopening of school on September 20th. The enlarged building, which increased the number of classrooms to 10 and offered additional rooms for domestic science and art, was called one of the finest and well-equipped modern school buildings in the state in a local newspaper account of the day. It boasted a gymnasium on the basement level and a second-floor assembly room with a seating capacity of 500 and a stage that hosted not only school events, but also cultural offerings such as grand opera performances. The Lake Drive School also served the community by hosting the borough's first library, which was opened by the Mountain Lakes Women's Club in 1914 with 100 volumes donated by club members. In 1930, the library moved to the Midvale Shops. Students typically went home for lunch, though some, whose families belonged to the Mountain Lakes Club, sometimes ducked in next door for the noon meal. In the school's early years, students went to the club for another reason, dressed in bathing suits for swimming classes offered as part of phys ed. By 1935, there were some 399 students attending the Lake Drive School in grades K through 9. Mountain Lakes had no high school. That year, 32 students attended high school at Booten High, and 70 were enrolled at Morristown High. In a time before hallway lockers, each classroom had its own cloakroom for the children to hang their coats and hats and scarves and mittens and, in snowy weather, stash their boots. Nearly everyone arrived on foot, sometimes on ice skates. Recalls George Wilson, "We'd skate to school and come in right at the club. We'd carry our shoes in hand, take our skates off, go into school and put the skates on the radiator where they'd thaw out." The classrooms had high ceilings and big windows with pull-down shades. Behind the school stood a maypole that was adorned on May 1st with colored streamers for the annual maypole dance. Back in a time when dogs were allowed to roam freely, as many as 7 dogs regularly took outdoor gym classes with Lake Drive students. As if on cue, that canine cluster would return at the end of the school day and gather along the circular drive out front to greet their two-legged friends as they burst out the door. In the 1970s, the Stone Schoolhouse began serving students from beyond Mountain Lakes. After a modest beginning with one teacher, a teacher's aide, and a speech therapist, a part-time consulting audiologist, and 7 students, what is now the very successful Lake Drive program for deaf and hard of hearing left rented quarters in the community church in 1972 for the Lake Drive School. For the next 6 years, the program shared the building with the town's 5th and 6th grade students. Since 1978, deaf and hard of hearing children have been the sole students at Lake Drive School. Today, Lake Drive provides the most comprehensive educational opportunities for children with hearing loss in New Jersey, from birth through high school graduation. The program has grown to fill the building as well as send students to Mountain Lakes Middle School and High School. Lake Drive currently serves 200 students from nearly 100 New Jersey communities in 11 counties. 26 Lake Drive students are mainstreamed at the Briarcliff Middle School, and 44 attend Mountain Lakes High School. Your next stop is across the boulevard. Please cross safely and head to the parking lot of St. Peter's Episcopal Church.